Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Been talking about the show Bohemian Rhapsody all week. Maybe you've even won some prizes, some tickets to go see at Riverland. But it is kicking off Friday night, the greatest hits tour. We've got Thomas Crane on the line. He's the front man. Thomas, what are we in store for tomorrow night?
Look, we bring to you Queen's greatest hits this Friday night. Queen tribute band, of course. We wear the costumes. I play piano and guitar like Freddie does. It's a true experience to Queen. So for those Queen fans out there looking for a good night out, please come along.
Look, it's not it's a silly question, I suppose, because it's Freddie Mercury, right? There's no one out there who couldn't love him. But what is it that drew you to doing something like this?
I done a bit of a joke, a bit of a laugh thing for a friend back in the day when karaoke came out for his birthday. And from there onwards, I ended up on Australia's Got Talent in the finals. So it's really taken me pretty far as it started out as a joke. But, you know, I've been a musician for a long time and I've always loved Freddie's voice and Queen's music. So I continue doing this. This is my day job now, and my day job became my hobby.
Well, it's a good one to have because they always talk about Freddie Mercury in particular having a very specific vocal range. It's always been hard to, fill that hole in the band.
Yeah, that's correct. I went to opera singing lessons when I was very young. And then I tried a Queen song in my rock and roll band that I played in at the time. And, you know, it sounded very much like Freddie's tone. So we ended up learning a few more Queen songs, and then that kind of eventuated into a small show and never really looked back from there. We just carried on, and 30 years later, I'm still playing Freddie Mercury in a Queen tribute band now, so it's great.
There are so many big hits from Queen that'll, I'm sure, make an appearance in the show, but is there one in particular that you're always surprised by just how much the audience just goes off for?
Bohemian Rhapsody, we actually, if people have seen the movie, we pretty much copied the same thing on our second set. When we come out, we go back to Live Aid 1985. So if people have seen the movie, come and hear the true experience of what it used to be like.
Amazing. And is that the song that you would say that you look most forward to, or is there something different that you like performing?
I enjoy the scales, you know, that Freddie did with the crowd. It's a talent on its own, just doing the scales. Another one, Bites of Dust, is another good song where the people sing back and forward, and that is great.
Well, Thomas, look, there's no denying that it's going to be an amazing show, and I'm sure everyone in the Riverland is looking forward to kind of reliving Freddie Mercury, I suppose, through you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
It's also my birthday on Friday, so more reason to have a party.
Oh, I like it. Keep that in mind, Riverland. Thomas, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on your show.